Blog Talk Radio.
You are good, and your mercy endures forever. Say it again, you are good, and your mercy endures forever. Now come on, clap your hands and shout if you believe it tonight. Come on, everybody.
Thank you.
You're listening to the Bay Area's hottest prayer line that's guilty of loving and serving God with Sister Alexandra.
Amen, amen, amen. Welcome, everyone, amen. To the Salt of the Earth. This is Sister Alexandra, and I want to thank everyone for coming on today. Blessed, blessed, blessed are each and every one of you for making it here today. Amen. Look at God. So today we are going to talk about mind, body, and spirit. But before we get started, amen, we're going to go ahead and press this prayer line, amen, and cover it with the blood of Jesus as always. Amen. So let's get started, people. Lord Jesus Christ, you are the bread of life. Let us feast on you and find nourishment for our souls. You are the light of the world. Let us follow you out of the darkness. You are the door. Let us enter into the Father's presence in your name. You are the good shepherd. Let us rest in your provision. You are the resurrection and the life. Let us find the life and victory in you. You are the way, the truth, and life. Let us love you with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength. We pray this in your name. Amen, amen, amen. Amen. Okay, amen. Thank you, Father. Okay, so we're going to also say in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I release the angels of war from the kingdom of God. Angels, take your positions against Satan and his demons now. Cover the prayer line, the whole air, land, and sea with the blood of Jesus and the fire of the Holy Ghost. Amen. I receive the spirit of power, love, and sound mind in Jesus' name. Amen. No demon has the right nor power to attack my mind or anyone on this prayer line's mind because it is covered by the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. So thank you guys for coming on today. I am your host, Sister Alexandra. And again, today our topic is mind, body, and soul. But before we get started, we want to give God the glory and honor that he deserves. And remember, here at the Salt of the Earth, we are guilty of one thing, loving and serving our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. And our Heavenly Father. And also, we want to let you guys know that we have the Poetry Corner that Kendra Cole, my co-host, amen, that she does the poems. And God is so good, he has given her this assignment to do her poems. Amen. So we're going to get started with Kendra Cole. Amen, my co-host. And go ahead, Sister Kendra. Amen, in the name of Jesus.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Sister Alexandra. First, I'd like to give thanks to my Father. I'd like to give thanks and glory to my Father in heaven, Yeshua, and God. Amen. Today's poem is titled, When Lions We Save. In the land of Persia, a long time ago, Darius was king, as you probably know. He had many servants there at his command, but Daniel was clearly the wisest of the land. The Lord was with Daniel in all that he did, for he trusted in God, staying faithful and true. As a king's advisor, he was simply the best, getting Daniel promoted above all the rest. The other officials reinstated his right. They looked for a scam to bring Daniel's demise. Those nasty officials stated, sneaking around, spying on Daniel for frauds to be found. But their spying and prone found in Daniel no vice, for he never did wrong and was always so nice. It's not fear, they complained. How can we find a slight when you're dealing with someone always trying to do right? So with no sign of theft, corruption, or fraud, they decided to attack Daniel's worship of God. They learned that he always prayed three times a day, then came up with a scheme and plan just what to say. To the king, they went saying, oh, he lived forever. You are so great, so strong, and so clever. We have no idea. We all think you should do. Make a law saying our prayers go to you. If your law be ignored, should anyone dare, then it's to the lion's den and throw them in there. The king was flattered and fooled by their charm. He quickly agreed, thinking, sure, what's the harm? Daniel knew when he heard what the law had to say, he might visit the lions if he continued to pray. But the Lord was his God, and in him he would trust. And praying to God was to Daniel a must. Now those royal officials knew when Daniel prayed, so they went to his house, their trap carefully laid. They waited till Daniel went down on his knees. Then they burst through his doors just as quick as you please. Aha, they cried. We got you at last. Your time on this earth is running out fast. To the king you will go, then to the lion's den. We'll tie you up tight, then throw you right in. The king tried to save Daniel, but the law was the law. And look as he may, no answer he saw. May your God keep you safe, to Daniel he cried. Then he ordered his men to throw Daniel inside. Did Daniel wonder a bit if his prayers had been heard? As he stood by the pit when the king gave the word, did he battle with fear, his knees wobbling some, or think, look out, lions, ready or not, here I come? Daniel dropped straight down to the hard, rocky ground. There was hunger, lions all standing around. The lions attack is what Daniel expected, but instead they just sit there looking rather dejected. For an angel was there who shut their mouths tight and kept them from Daniel, not one little bite. With their stomachs all growling, they all turned away and let Daniel alone as he knelt down to pray. The king came in the morning at dawn's early light to find if Daniel had lived through the night. Oh, Daniel, he cried with fear and alarm. Did your God keep you safe? Did he keep you from harm? Oh, can you live forever, Daniel replied. My God sent an angel to stay by my side. Safe and secure. I've been all night long. God kept me from injury, damage, or wrong. Bring him up, cried the king. Quickly, I say. The night was a fright, but it's a glorious day. For the other officials who conceived of this plot, bring them all here and throw in the whole lot. The king made an order that God should be praised, his deeds be made known, and his glory be raised. Daniel was rewarded and his enemies removed. Being faithful in trial, his life was improved. Following God is always the best, for he knows what is true, and in him we are blessed. But it's not always easy and not always fun. Sometimes the right path is a difficult one. Walking with the Lord may come at a cost. Something that we want may have to be lost. But God is faithful, even when we despair. And when lions we face, he'll stand with us there. Amen. Now turn it back over to Sister Alexandra.
Amen. Thank you, Sister, for that. Amen. I want to thank everyone that has joined the line. Amen. Remember, this is Salt of the Earth. We are the church with no walls, but the kingdom within. Amen. So let's keep going. Okay, so we're going to go ahead and bless this prayer line with the blood of Jesus, because, you know, the blood of Jesus can never lose its power because it is a divine blood. Jesus is the only begotten of the Father. The blood of Jesus avails for everything imaginable. If we are going to experience the power of the blood of Jesus, we have to personally apply it to our lives and our situations. Now, let's bow our heads in the name of Jesus. And put this in your spirit. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, I am a beloved child of God. I believe in God. I believe in Jesus Christ, and I believe in the blessed Holy Spirit who is dwelling in the inside of me. I believe in the unshakable and eternal power in the Word of God. I believe that life and death are in my tongue. I believe that as I make this confession unto life, with the power in my tongue, according to the words which the Lord has this day put in my mouth, I shall prosper. It is written that Jesus Christ offered his blood as a drink and his flesh as bread, that whosoever drinks and eats, it shall not die forever. Now with the strong faith in my heart, I hold in my hand a cup containing the blood of the Lamb of God, and I drink it, that it may have life eternal. I receive unto myself the virtue, strength, power, might, and anointing in the blood. And I say, let the blood quicken all that is dead within me. Let all sucked, sapped, and paralyzed spiritual milk and strength of my life be resurrected by the blood. Let the blood re-energize, revitalize, reactivate, and revive all dead potentials and spiritual gifts within me. Let the blood flush out of me all inherited or self-acquired evil deposits in my system. Let it purify my blood system. Let it make old things pass away in my life and transform everything to become new. Let the power in the blood clean my spiritual vision and wash my spiritual pipe, that I may be receiving of the Lord unhindered. Amen, amen, amen. Okay, so our topic today is mind, body, and spirit. Hello, beloved family. Today we are going to talk on mind, body, and spirit. Amen. You know, God wants us to make sure we keep ourselves fit and healthy so we can handle any and everything that comes to us. So we're going to make sure we are fit to do the job. Amen. So without further ado, let's get started. Jesus challenged people to change their thinking, because regardless how many times you read through the Bible, if your mind doesn't change, you will simply impose your biases and labels on the words you read. Romans 12, 1 through 2.
I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God.
Amen. This is the mind. For you were bought at a price. Therefore, because God's word is so important, minds become important as well. Everyone's mind is important. It is also shown in Philippians 4 and 6.
Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God.
But what about the body? This is what is written in scriptures, 1 Corinthians 6, 19 through 20.
What? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own? For ye are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God.
Did you know the word is the most powerful medicine available today? It is capable of healing your body without side effects. You notice that the psalmist said the word came and healed and delivered you from your destruction. It did not say it came and it might heal you, but came and healed, which means healing is real as far as God is concerned, because it was in the atonement. However, it takes time to develop faith in the matter of healing principles, so don't let anyone put you under condemnation for seeing a doctor. We all have to operate on our own level of faith, but don't let anything keep you at that level forever, because God has better for you. As you properly apply God's word over the situation you may be experiencing, your faith will grow to the level where it will be common for you to receive healing in your body. It doesn't happen overnight, but you must begin to apply God's principles so you can experience his best for your body. God used spiritual forces, which are not seen, to nullify natural things that are seen. When you're experiencing something in your body, don't speak what you feel. Speak what the word says. And when you begin to use God's method of calling what you desire, Romans 4 and 17.
As it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations before him whom he believed, even God who quickeneth the dead and calls those things which not as though they were.
Your body will begin to respond to your faith and demand healing to come forth. Amen. I'm just thinking right now, people, I just feel so loved because mind, body, and spirit is in the written word. It's in scripture. Amen. And God wants the best for us. So when I just feel that God loves us enough to make sure that our mind, body, and spirit is taken care of, I can't do nothing but give glory and praise. And I just feel so loved. And I feel so loved that I feel like this. And sometimes I express it to God. And they come in little snippets, but I do like this. I am loved. For the first time I know that it's real. Lord, let me feel. I am loved for the first time. I know it's real. Lord, you let me feel. I am loved. I am loved. I am loved.
John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that who should ever believe in him should not perish but have everlasting life.
Spirit. What is the difference between spirit and soul? The main difference between soul and spirit is that the soul is the spiritual part, what we carry after our death, whereas the spirit can refer to a non-human entity as well. So therefore, even though spirit can be used to refer to a supernatural being, soul can only be referred to the individual spirituality. Okay, so let me break it down some more. Soul. The soul can be regarded as one's conscience, which leaves the physical body after death. Spirit. The spirit can be regarded as one's life force or supernatural existence. You might want to know, where is your soul located in your body? Okay? The heart is the location of the human soul and life force. It is the organ of utmost importance in the body. Let me repeat that. The heart is the location of the human soul and life force.
Oh,
it is the organ of utmost importance in the body. And when a life is formed in the embryo, the first organ that appears is the heart. Amen. So on conclusion today, God wants our health good. He wants our mind. He wants our mind to be at its highest, our body to be healthy and vibrant, and our spirit to be aligned with his will to be ready at all times for his return. He wants a spiritual relationship with you, and he's waiting for you to invite him in. Amen. So God takes care of our whole body. Amen. We're not just walking around with a body that we don't take care of. Just like we go to the doctor for our physical and our checkup, we have to check up on our spirit as well. We have to do a spiritual check on ourselves to see where we are lined up with God's word and where we are, what we need to improve on. Our mind is something that we need. God wants us to take care of our mind because our mind is very important. If the mind goes, nothing else can function properly. So our mind needs to be healthy and strong. Amen. And our mind needs to have spiritual food. Okay. So we have to take care of this temple. This is the temple that God gave us. He left us in control of this temple. This is his temple. We're supposed to take care of this temple. Amen. We're supposed to give it spiritual food. We're supposed to do the things in order for this temple to function. We have to be, we're God's people. We're supposed to be ready at all times. We ain't supposed to get ready. We supposed to stay ready. We supposed to get ready and stay ready. Amen. And we supposed to do a spiritual check on our body. Amen. So we also need to make sure that we do a spiritual check on the body. The body goes through a lot of stress, a lot of things. So we have to make sure that we take care of our body, because without our body, we can't function the way we need to. Amen. So we need the mind and the body. The mind and the body, they go together. The mind connects with the body. The mind tells the body if we're hot, if we're cold. The mind tells us if we're in danger, if something doesn't feel right. So they go together. So we have to keep them up. We have to keep up our bodies, and we have to eat cleaner, and we have to eat leaner. Amen. God told me that I need to eat cleaner and leaner, and I'm passing on the message to us, the people on the line. We need to eat cleaner and leaner. And the reason why I'm saying that is because I do believe God told me that, because it's going to come a day, if we keep eating this processed food, it's going to come a day when our body may start breaking down. And then we're going to have to resort of going to the hospital. And those of us that can go to the hospital that have the shots, I guess you can go in there and get a number and sit down. Those of us that have not taken the shot, then we have to prove that we have taken the shot or whatever. We're going to be in there. They won't even allow them to see you because you have not taken the vaccination or the shot. So we have to be careful of what we put into our body. We have to keep our body built up. So we need to eat better, healthier. Healthier, and healthier doesn't mean it costs more money. We just leave out all the excess cheese or the excess oils, or, you know, we can just eat more leaner. Just like we don't have to have fried chicken, we can have baked chicken. We don't always have to have fried fish, we can have baked fish, you know. So, I mean, we just turning it around. But we need to eat more cleaner and more leaner, because, again, it's going to come a day when our health is going to be on the line, and we're going to have to make a decision, either go to the hospital and deal with, you know, if you haven't taken the shot, or if you have taken the shot, then you will be allowed. But if we keep our body up and keep our mind up, amen, if we keep those two things up and stand with God in his word, align with his word, we'll be okay. We won't have to go to the hospital, because a lot of people don't like hospitals. So if we don't like them, we need to make sure that we take care of our body and that it doesn't break down. Amen. So let's not eat so much of this prepackaged food. Amen. And if you like it, eat it. But I'm telling you, it tastes good, but it's not good for us. It's not good for our bodies, all this prepackaged food. But we want to just make sure that we keep our body healthy and strong. That's what matters. That's what counts. Because when the body starts going down, then we have to resort to other things. You know, then we asking a sister or a brother to pray for us because we eating something that we don't need to eat, like chitlins, something that, you know, that could mess us up. So I'm just saying, it's okay to treat yourself. I'm not saying that you can't eat, you know, burgers or whatever. Treat yourself every now and then. But let's just try to watch our intake of what we take into our body. And that's the same thing with our eyes. You know, we eat with our eyes. So we don't need to put anything in front of us that shouldn't be in front of us that we digest, amen, put into our spirit. Anything that is not for us, we don't need to put it in front of us, amen. So to be tempted by something that Satan has out here. But we do need to keep up our body, amen. So that's very important. So our mind, body, and spirit is very important to God. Our spirit is the relationship that we have with God. Like when we talk about spirits, when you hear people talk about ghosts and stuff like that, that's a form of a spirit. We also, everyone has a spirit. We want to connect our spirit with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, because it's a lot of different spirits out there. We don't want to align our spirit with anything. We want to make sure we're aligning it with the right spirit. Amen. Because it's different, like I said, it's different forms of spirit. And you don't want a spirit on you that you may have to go and get some professional help to get it off of you, because we have a lot of wandering spirits right now. They looking for a place to dwell. Amen. And they will come until you, if they see that you're empty. You know how people walk around and say, there's a void. I'm missing something in my life. It's like, it's a hole and they can't fill it. Well, that hole, that void right there, that's a spiritual spirit that you should be having a connection with your Lord and Savior. But a lot of people be saying it's something else. That's a void in your life because you don't have a spiritual balance. So if you're missing something in your life, or you feel there's a hole there and you don't have a spiritual life with God, that's probably that hole. And if you don't fill it sooner or later, it will be filled, but not with what you put there, but what came and came into you. What saw that spirit saw you had nothing in there and you avoid it. You have nothing in there. So they will come and they will jump into you because they see nothing to keep them out. They don't see the word of God or they don't see the blood of Jesus. They see nothing like that. So they can enter into you with no problem. And now you have a spirit on you. You might say, oh, I don't have a spirit on me. But then all of a sudden you'll start saying they see something different going on with you, or something, you're acting weird or you're acting different. You know, other things may come up that you would take notice of. That's because something has entered inside of you and you had no covering. You had no covering, so it was easy for the spirit to go ahead and walk into you. Because you, that void that you left empty, you did not cover it up, you did not plug the hole, and now the spirit is residing within you. It's just a matter of time before it show itself or manifests in some kind of way. Amen? So we have to make sure that we cover all openings. Remember I talked about it before, the blood of Jesus will cover that hole. The blood of Jesus will cover that hole, so anything won't be able to just step into you. Because the devil, when you start talking about Jesus, when you start praising him, the devil is ready to go. He's not going to stay there long. But if you have a hole in you and no covering for it, then the spirit's going to say, well, we can dwell here. It might be more than one, or he might go back and get some more and bring them into you. So what I'm saying is you have to make sure all the holes are covered, all the stops are filled with the blood of Jesus. Amen. And that's what keeps you covered. So we have to be careful of this temple, because the devil try to find a lot of ways to enter into us, because his number one victim is who? God's people. When he get one of God's people, that's a feather in his hat. They throw a party, they dance, they do all that when they can get one of God's people. But when they can't, they get upset, they get mad, they want to do all kind of things to you. You might start having any kind of things can start happening, because they know they don't have an entry into you, but they are going to keep trying through other people, or if they could walk through your door, all kind of things. But as long as you keep yourself covered with the blood of Jesus, as long as you're covered with the blood, that the devil cannot take a hold of you. He cannot. Amen. He cannot take a hold of you, your household, your things. He can't come into your life. All of a sudden you're doing good, and all of a sudden now things are going backwards and reverse. We got to take care of this temple. He knows that we mean something to God, and we are his number one victim. He wants to make sure that we don't make it into heaven, because he knows he has no chance of getting back into heaven. He knows this, so he want to take down as many of us as he can. But we will not be defeated by the devil. We will not. We will pray harder. We will pray stronger. We will pray louder. And we will be on our A game, keeping up our body, mind, and spirit for the Lord. Because we can't serve him if our body goes down. We can't serve the Lord if our body goes down. That's why we need the spiritual food. We need the spiritual word of the Lord in us daily. That's our daily bread. That's why it's in our prayer. Give us this day our daily bread. We need it every day. We need to be speaking something positive over our lives over our children's lives, over our grandchildren's lives. This, it's very important that we keep this body up, amen? And when we're going through something, we get together in prayer circles and we pray. We pray for each other. We pray for one another. That's very important. So God wants to make sure he's giving us all the tools. And sometimes he put people in our lives for a reason, amen? Because we can't walk this world by ourselves. We can't do this by ourselves. Nobody is a superwoman or a superman. So we have to work together. And that's what he likes to see. Jesus didn't come here for nothing. He came here for a purpose and for a reason. He could have decided, okay, Father, whatever you say, so if you don't think they're worthy, then I could just walk away from it. But he didn't. He came and he went on the cross for us. He fought for us. So we owe him. We really owe him because he saved us. He promised us a kingdom. He promised us into the kingdom of God. All we have to do is follow him. We have to just follow him. If we follow him, then we can hold him to his word. Lord, I followed you. I lined myself up with your word. We can take it back to him. And he will tell us if we're doing right or if we're doing wrong. But as children of God, we have a light, and we are going to shine no matter what. If you have the love of God in you, your light will shine. Nobody can tell you anything different. Amen. So we are going to keep up this mind, this body, this spirit, because this temple that we are carrying around, it belongs to God. And as long as God is sitting high on the throne, looking down low, hey, we are in him. He's in us, and he loves us. He sent his son back for us, and God is going to return soon. No man know the day nor the hour, but he's going to return soon. Amen. And I don't know the day nor the hour, but God is going to return. And he's going to return when we least expect it. That's why I say we need to get ready and we need to stay ready, because we don't know when he's coming. But he is coming back. A lot of people been waiting. The people in the Old Testament were waiting, but it wasn't their time. But the New Testament says that he's going to return. He's going to return in this new generation. He's going to return back now because of the things that's going on in the world, and he's pretty much fed up. He has a designated time, and we don't know when it is, but we want to be ready. We want to be ready, mind, body, and spirit. We need to be ready. So we just want to continue to walk in the word. We want to continue to be fed the word. We want to continue to fellowship. Amen. We want to continue on our journey, continue to love each other, support each other. This is not a game. This is not a game. You can laugh and think it's a game, or you can think what I'm saying is useless, but this is not a game. You can do whatever you like. But me and my house, we will serve the Lord, and we're going to continue on our journey because he made a promise, and I'm holding God to that promise. I'm holding Jesus to that promise, and every other promise he gave me, he kept it, so why he wouldn't keep this one? So I would be a fool to turn back into the world. I will not have another part of that. I will not go back into the darkness. I will not go back into that because he gave me a light. And as long as he sits on the throne, this light will shine until he take me home. Amen. And that's how each and every one of us, we don't shrivel up and go backwards. Amen. When we mess up, we fess up. So all I'm saying is this. We need to continue our walk. We got to take care of this temple because God loves us. He shows us that he loves us. He listens to us, whether we think he listens or not. And he don't have to move on your time. He moves on his time because he knows the best time when to make the moves, because he is God. So he don't owe us no explanation. All he does is do what he does. And when he does it in a mighty way. He does it in a mighty way. Amen. That's what God is. God is love. God is love. Love supersedes all sin. Let me say that again. Love supersedes all sin. All we have to do is continue to love each other. And we go love our enemies and pray for them. We go love them and we go pray for them. Because then God is going to do the rest. God is going to do the rest. Amen. So we're just going to keep going on. In the name of Jesus. And I just enjoy each and every one of you on the line, because God always has something to say. It just depends on where you at with him. God always has something to say. So when I pray, I ask the Lord to open up my spiritual eyes and open up my spiritual ears so I can hear. So sometimes God might be telling me something, and sometimes I be so excited about what God tell me, I share it. I don't know if I'm supposed to share it or not, but so far I haven't had any comebacks where he said you shouldn't have shared it, but sometimes I share, you know. And then I guess if he really tell me, if he give me a vision or something and tell me not to share, then I won't be sharing. But so far I have been sharing some of the things that God has showed me, you know. But I'm saying, God, I don't care what anybody tell you, God is real. And he's going to show everybody how real he is. But by the time he come back and show you who he really is, it's going to be too late for a lot of people. And I just feel sad. You know why? Because I'm a nobody trying to tell everybody about somebody who can save everybody if they want to be saved.
Mm-hmm.
If they want to be saved. Because Jesus ain't walking away from us. We walking away from him. He's not walking away from us. We walking away from him. Amen. But all I'm saying is this. We have to keep our mind, body, and spirit together for the Lord. Amen. We need to keep it together for ourselves. And again, our Lord and Savior is looking down upon us. He's sitting on the right hand of the Father. Amen. And when my turn comes to join him, I want to be sitting on the right-hand side of Jesus. Me and the rest of God's people will be on the right hand. We won't be on the left side, because the left side means what? You got left. When he come and do the rapture, I want to be sitting on the right-hand side with my Lord and Savior. I don't want to be left behind. I don't want to be sitting on the left. Because the left mean exactly that. You got left. You didn't do something right. You got left because you thought this was a game, because the world told you something different. And so you bought into it because sin feels good. Everybody want to sin. I was in the world. I did a lot of sinning. And when I did sin, it felt good. But it didn't pay off. The dividends wasn't good enough for me. So I said, you know what? I've been over here doing all this sinning. Now, I did that. Let me try the best. I know Jesus Christ is the best out of all this. You know, I didn't really have to dig into that, because I knew it. Because I seen God's people. I saw how they were being elevated. I saw how God was transforming lives. I saw it, but I didn't want to buy into it. I'm like, oh, well, maybe tomorrow. Maybe later on. I put it off. I put it off. Some people put it off, and they won't get that opportunity, that chance. So if you have an opportunity or a chance to be on the Lord's side, then you need to think about it. Then all you need to do is come forth, amen, and let us know at the salt of the earth. We will open our doors to you. You can join, amen. And join the table that we have here that's online for everyone to join, because no one is turned away from the salt of the earth. We don't care how you look. We ain't worried about what your life was. We don't care about that. We take God, take everyone. The salt of the earth is not my platform. This is God's platform. I just like to speak, and I just told God I like to speak, and so he put me in a place where I can speak. But other than that, I am not a pastor. I'm not a preacher. I'm not a teacher. People try to give me titles. I don't want no titles. As far as I'm concerned, I'm an ambassador for Christ. And you can call me Sister Alexandra. I make it just that simple. I am not trying to be put in a high place. That's something that I cannot fulfill under God's scripture. Everybody has titles, but they can't stand up to them. Amen. But that's okay, though. That's okay. They can deal with God on that. I'm not finna get personal. They can deal with God on that. But I just want to be an ambassador and a sister. And I want to interact. And I want to fellowship with my brothers and sisters online. Amen. I want to talk to them. I want to see how their day was going. I want to share with them whatever I can to make them feel good if they're in a bad place. I want to hear how their day was going. Do they need me to pray for them? You know, I had a brother on here. He was on the road at night going to sleep. He used to call me and say, Sister Alexandra, you know, I was calling you because I'm on the road and I'm driving. And he said, and I just wanted you to pray with me while I'm driving so I won't go to sleep on the road. And I stayed with the brother until he got to his destination to unload his load. I stayed with him. Amen. I have another brother I haven't told you guys about. He's a Muslim brother. I told him about one of my visions with God, and I don't know what he did. I guess he went back and told the Muslim brothers about it, but he's in Jackson, Mississippi. He wants me to come down there and speak in front of the Muslim brothers. And unless God tell me to do that, I won't be doing it. But if God tell me to go down there, then that's different, because I told him I wouldn't be disobedient no more. So he wants me to explain to them my vision, my dream about when I went to heaven. So he went back and told somebody back there in Jackson, Mississippi, who has a platform for the Muslims, and they're asking me to come down there. He said they want to hear my vision, because he came back with some literature out of their book. What is it called? The Quran. Yeah, and it had something to do with my vision that I had explained to him. So now they want to talk to me. They want me to just come down there and share my vision and stuff with them, what I saw, because it's matching up with their word. You know, I don't know anything about the Muslim culture. I just, you know, I hear things about it. I haven't even dived into it. I just know stuff like what I saw on TV with Malcolm X. But I hear it's two different kind of Muslims. So I'm just letting you know. And he has continued to ask me, will I come down there? And I told him that I have to wait on the Lord. If the Lord says something, then I'm going to go with the Lord. Said, but the Lord has not responded back. But I'm just letting you know. So God is real. God is very, very real. He works through people to get his assignments done. It could be me. It could be somebody else. You know, it all depends. But I'm so transparent. You can look through me like a piece of paper, because I don't play with God. I take God very seriously. I do fear him. I do fear God. And when I say I fear him, I don't fear him like, ooh, I'm scared, here comes Jesus. No, not like that. I fear him because of who he is. And I know the power that my God holds. So I fear him to make sure that I am on track with what I need to be doing. That's how I fear him. So I don't play shenanigans with God. I don't play with God, period. He's not a play toy, not to me. He means so much more to me. He is the most important thing in my life. There's nobody on this planet that can supersede the position God has with me. That's why he probably told me that I couldn't have a husband. I'm married to the word, because he know that my standards with him is so high. And I'm not saying I'm better than anybody on this line. Anybody can form any type of relationship they want with the Lord. That's what he wants. So I have my own relationship with him. You need to build yours so he can look at you in a way that you'll be having favor. God will raise you as well. Amen. Because I just make my total life, I die to self every day as much as possible, and then I just go head on and, you know, I eat. I'm almost sleeping and doing everything in the name of Jesus. That's all I'm saying. But all I want you guys to know is, don't worry about Sister Alexandra. I'm not trying to act like I'm perfect, because I'm very far from that, honey. I'm sitting right down in the pews with you guys. I'm still learning and everything else. So all I'm saying is I'm thankful for him, and I be as humble as I can. I don't put myself on a pedestal or nothing like that. I got superpowers or anything like that. God just talks to me, and when he wants to reveal something to me, he does it. So I'm just saying, you can have a good relationship with God like that. God is looking for people. He is looking for people that will listen to him. He's looking for people that love him. God is looking for people like that. You know, some of us come to God sometimes, but God wants to be, he's a jealous God. He wants to be up front all the time. He wants to be the priority in our life. So I'm making space for him to be priority in my life. So I'm saying I'm not perfect. I am not by a long shot. Sister Alexandra mess up in a minute, okay? But when I mess up, I fess up and I just keep on going. But all I'm saying is God wants to be a priority in our life. So he take care of us, mind, body, and spirit. And when God sees that you're dedicated to him, you see how David was out there dancing out of his clothes because he was showing God. He was after God's own heart. David was serious. He wasn't taking this lightly. Amen. He was serious. So he was taking the situation to a whole nother level, and God recognized that. See, God knows when we're serious and when we're not. Remember, the heart don't lie. I just told you where the heart is located at, where your spirit is at. I just told you where your spirit is located. So God look at this seriously. So I'm saying you can't come to God with no shenanigans, and you can never make a fool out of God's people. A lot of people think that they can get over on God's people. Oh, she a Christian, or she, you know, she loves God. We can pull. You ain't going to never, ever, I can't promise you, but the word of God will promise. You ain't going to never get over on God's people. You think you have gotten over. But, honey, something up the road is waiting for you. You ain't got over. Because God just saw he's not going to allow anybody to do anything to his children. He's not. So if you are a child of God, he is going to protect you. If you serve God, he's going to take care of you. He's going to make sure that you have food. He's going to make sure you have shelter over your head. He's going to make sure of all those things because he promised you that. So why would he not? Why would he take his promise back? He's not going to do that. He's going to make sure if he told you that, he's going to keep his word. So they can never let any of your friends, your family members, anybody, they can never make a fool out of you, honey, if you love God and you serve God. You will never be the tail. You will always be the head. You will always be a head. They might think you're the tail. Shame on them. But you will be the head. You are the head with God. He will take care of you. And they can't just do what they want to with you. Amen? And that's God. That's how God operates. That's the God I serve. That's the God I love. That's the God Almighty. That's our God. And again, we love him. We want to embrace him. And we want to go strong with him. Amen? Because a lot of God's people are not standing up when they could. We are God's children. We want God to be proud of us. So whenever we come into a situation where we can make God proud of us, we need to stand up. He said, if you will deny him before men, he going to deny you. So I don't want him denying me. I stand up to any man. God told me something. Man, I will stand up to anybody. The president, anybody. I stand up to him. God said, if you deny him, I'm not going to deny him. I'm not going to deny him. I'm not going to be scared. I'm not scared. If they want to take me to life, I'm not scared. But God going to take care of me. Because if it's my time, he going to take me. If it's not, then I'm going to keep on preaching him. I'm going to keep inspiring people with him because that's who I look for my reward from, him. And I don't look for any earthly reward. I'm looking for my heavenly reward. That's what I'm making reservations and preservations for. The next level God is going to take me to. Everything down here to me is pretty much dead. But I'm still here, and while I'm here, I am going to continue to walk in the name of Jesus Christ. I'm going to continue to walk in the name of the Lord. I will continue to be guided by him. And so I'm coming here to inspire you to do the same thing. Whether you heard this in your church or not, some of the things I say out here, you will never hear in your church. I want to break these down to you so you can understand them. Like my daughter said, the Bible in one hand, and the current events in the other. And sometimes people need that broken down to them so they can understand it better. Amen. So I try to break it down as simple as possible. And then sometimes I open up the floor so people can talk. Amen. So, and I have a lot of pastor friends that know the word way better than me. But if I don't know something, I'm going to go to them because they've been in the word for a long time. So I rely on what they say. I take it back to God, and then God will allow me to speak. God has the final say. So if I don't know it, I know somebody who know it. And if they don't know it, then I take it straight to God. But I know all the people that God put in my path, they put in my path for a reason. Amen. So let God work with you the same way. Let God work with you the same way. Take care of your mind, your body, and your spirit, the people that you be around, and live for the Lord. Keep living for yourself. Because let me tell you, it's, as far as I'm concerned, the human life is over with. It's over with in so many ways. But that's my opinion. It's over with in so many ways. I want to live for Jesus now. I done been in the world and nothing, you know, I just lived in the world. I'm like everybody else. I work a 9-to-5 job. I come home to my daughter, you know, and I just do things to make me happy. But I've been doing that for a long time, and I still wasn't happy. I wasn't happy until I met the Lord, when I met him. That was the happiest day in my life on this planet when I went to go see God. That was the happiest day of my life on this planet. So now I know what love feels like. I know what love feels like. I felt it. The love that God let me feel, it don't exist on this planet. It don't exist. So when we as human beings tell us each other that we love each other, we do mean it. We giving out human love. But that love God gives supersedes this human love. That's a love worth dying for. You will be ready to lay your life down. If you felt the love that I felt that was permeating through me, all around me, you would give up your life for the Lord. You would give up your life for God. Amen. Mm-hmm. That's all I'm saying. So God is an awesome God. He's a wonderful God. And nobody can tell me anything different. At the end of the day, no matter how many religions we got out here, there's only one God. They got different names. He has many names. But there's only one true God who sits on the throne. And he sits up high and he looks down low. And he is coming back. So all I'm saying is we need to keep mind, body, and spirit together, and we want to just stay aligned with each other. We want to keep loving up on each other. We want to keep meeting up. We want to keep trusting in God. We can't let go now. As we get older in age, we know where we're going. Everybody is destined towards the grave. We're going to the grave every day. Every day we take it one step closer to the grave. So I'm just saying, some of us will have a long life. Some of us won't have a long life. But all I'm saying is we just need to make sure that we get our mind, our body, and our spirit together. And we need to keep it together. We need to do checks just like we go to the doctor and do checks. So Salt of the Earth, we will be doing a spiritual check. We did it last year. We're going to do it this year. We're going to do a spiritual check and see where we are and what we need to improve in and where we need to be going. Amen. I'm just saying. But other than that, I love you guys. Thank you for coming on the Salt of the Earth. And my conclusion is today, make sure you make God a priority. Because when you make him a priority, he's going to make you a priority. And if you don't make him a priority, then don't expect for him to make you a priority. So he's always a priority in my life. Amen. So just make sure that you do that. Make him a priority in your life. Don't leave him the last person on the list. And then when you need God, you want to call on him. And then when you want to pray at the last minute, you ain't talked to him in forever, then you want it to go through because he's God. You expecting him to do this. But he's also expecting something from you in return because his son went on the cross for you, something nobody down here could do. They didn't qualify to do it. So we owe him. He owes us nothing. We owe him. So we can never be mad at God. So if you ever thought you were mad at God, you need to ask for forgiveness. Because he ain't did nothing to us. He did everything for us. And he's helping us. But if we don't help ourselves, then that's on us. He has given us all the tools that we need. And he continued to work with us, and he continued to wait on us, some of us, and he continued to work for those who ask. Open up your mouth. Speak. He told you the tongue is life and death. Speak it. Speak to God. Speak your blessings over you. Speak. Don't speak poverty. Speak blessings. Don't speak negative. Speak positive. We can't practice this sometime. We got to practice this all the time, all the time. This has to become a way of life. Then God know you serious. When this becomes a way of life with you, then he know it's serious. But when you visit him sometimes, you don't know if he's taking you serious or not. I can't say I don't hold the keys to the kingdom. He does. But I know he know when you serious and he know when you not serious. If you're serious with him, then he will make you a priority. And you need to make him a priority. Then he know you serious. But if you drop in sometimes, he ain't no drop-in center. If you drop in sometimes, you need to figure out what you want to do. You need to find out if you want to be in the kingdom or not. Because he's still looking for as many people that want to be saved. He's looking for you. He's waiting on you. But he ain't going to wait forever because he don't need us. We need him. That's a fact. We need him. Amen. So at this time, I'm going to go ahead and open up the floor. Does anyone need prayer requests or praise report? Because God is so good. He's doing stuff all the time. And he's never short in blessings. Prayers go up and blessings come down. Amen. So does anyone have a prayer request or a prayer report at this time?
This is Sister Judy. I just thank God for what he is doing. I thank God for every day that he give me. I just thank and praise him. I ask for prayer for my children. I ask for prayer for myself. I ask for healing in my body. And I just ask for financial blessing. And I just thank God I love everybody, and ain't nothing you can do about it.
Amen, Sister Judy. Amen. I love it. I love it. I love it. Amen. Anybody else? Anybody else? Amen, because God is good.
Hi, this is Sister Kendra, and I'm putting in a request for my surgery that's coming up on the 23rd of this month. That everything go good, that the Lord bless the surgeon's hands, that my surgery go good, and it doesn't, that my endometriosis doesn't come back, that it doesn't return, and that I have a speedy recovery, and I'm asking for financial blessing too.
Amen. Amen, Sister Kendra. Amen, amen. God is always operating. He's always listening. Amen. Anyone else? Anyone else that has a praise report or a prayer request?
Yeah, this is Sister Paige.
This is Brother Warren. I just want prayer for my family and everybody on the prayer line.
Amen. Thank you, Brother Warren. Amen. Amen. Anyone else? God is so good.
This is Sister Paige.
Hey, Sister Paige. I can hear you, Sister Paige.
I just want to thank God for another blessed day and for all of my children, my husband, first of all, and then my children, my grandchildren, great-grandchildren. They stay on the land and live. I just praise God for that. And even my natural brothers and sisters, there's seven of us and only one of us gone. And I think that we all know in reasonable health with our age. And I just want to thank God. I'm just praying for to keep my son safe while he's on the cruise. Going to the Bahamas.
Uh-huh.
No, and to bring him back safe, you know, because right now so much stuff going on. So I want to keep him in prayer and keep the angels around him and even his friends too. They know they're with him. So they keep them safe. I don't know all of them, but God knows all things. And so just pray for me and my health, you know. And I'm still having issues with my body, but I know God is real. And if I don't get healed out here, I will get healed in heaven. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen, Sister Paige. Amen. Well, God hear you. And you know what? We're going to keep you in the prayer circle because God is good. We're going to continue to keep praying. And God answers prayers. Amen. He answers prayers.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Anyone else? Amen. Anyone else? God is so good. We can't be quiet because God does too much. He does too much, and we don't give him the glory. Amen. But we need to give God the glory. Amen. We need to give him the glory because he is God, and he's constantly blessing us. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
This is Kendra. Amen, Brother Prevost. Amen. Thank you, Brother Prevost. Go ahead, Brother Prevost.
Amen. Amen. Bless the name of the Lord on today. I thank God for the word, the message that you gave today about our mind, body, and spirit. Amen. We do have to guard all three. Amen. And I do have a praise report. Praise God. I just thank God for everything he's doing. In my life, in my wife's life, in our lives, praise God.
Amen. Amen.
As those of you that know that I've been in fast food, I've been a fast food manager since I was 20 years old. So for 20 years, I've been in a fast-paced type of job, praise God. But I thank God that, you know, you gotta be careful what you ask for, praise God. Hallelujah. Because the Lord has blessed
Amen.
Me and my wife with a job at this place where we don't basically have to do nothing. It's like we don't
Look
have to
God.
Do nothing and we didn't pay. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen. Look at God. Look at God.
Praise
Amen.
God. Hallelujah. So, amen. Like you said, when you begin to speak a thing, don't stop speaking that thing. Because I've been speaking this for 20 years. Lord, I did too much, Lord. I need a job. I'm doing too much, Lord. I need a job that I ain't got to do this much, Lord. I've been saying it for 20 years. Praise God. Hallelujah. But, you know, he may not come when you want him to, but he always on time. Praise God. So
Amen.
I just thank God for everything he's doing, everything he's done. Amen. Praise God. And amen. That's my praise report. Praise God.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor Prevost, because I told you God had something in store for you. Did I not tell you that? I say, I don't know when, but your blessing is coming. Remember I said, God got something in store for you. I don't know when, but it's coming. It's coming. And you got more. You got, this is just the beginning, Prevost. So hold on to your seat. Hold on to your feet. You got some more stuff coming down the pipes. I'm telling you, I see it. You got some more stuff. I can't give you a date or time. I ain't deal with that. But I'm telling you, some more stuff coming your way. Just hold on, brother. Hold on. God is good. You're going to be coming back with some more reports. I'm telling you. Hold on to it. Hold on. Hold on to that word. Amen. Anybody else? Amen. Anybody else? Amen. 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 Anybody else that got a praise report?
This is Sister Kendra. I just want to say that I want everybody on the prayer line to be blessed, and I'm actually that everybody is blessed and covered in the blood of Jesus, and that their prayer requests are answered.
Amen. Anyone else have a praise report or prayer request? Amen.
Well, I just want to thank God for being alive again.
Amen.
You know, sometimes every day I look and I say, life continues on. The younger I get, the more thankful I am. Because,
amen,
you know how they say millions didn't make it, but I'm one of the ones that did.
And
just thinking, you know, you're coming up on 70 years old. Millions didn't make it that far.
That's right.
But I'm one of the ones that did. So, you know, a lot of times we like to thank God for the things that he did for us. But I just say sometimes we have to thank him for the things that he didn't do.
Okay.
There's a lot of things that you say, well, I just thank God. But look at all the time that he could have did something that he didn't do. So I just thank for God for all the times that when I was in my sins and doing everything wrong. Look at all the things he could have did, but he didn't do. And so I've learned how to be thankful now. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I've learned how to be thankful now. Every day I get up now, you have to know just how thankful I am. You know, just to be able to get out of the bed and put your foot on the floor.
There you go.
That's
what I'm talking about. Amen.
Most people might not think of that's very much, just being able to roll. Because you look at how many people can't even get up.
Amen.
They're laying flat on their back. They can't move. Every time you take a step, look how many people that can't even walk. Amen. Every time you open your mouth, look how many times, how many people that can't open their mouth or open their eyes or they can't hear. And so everybody that hear this, we just say thank you. Amen.
That's
and even if you got a job, if you got a job today, you just got to be thankful. You know, sometimes we complain about, they don't pay this and they don't do that. Well, yeah, they might not pay that and do that. But look how many people walking don't have a job. If you got a business, you might not be making $1 million a year. But look how many people don't even have a business. You know, we just got to learn how to be thankful. In every area, you can look. In every area, I can look and you can look and see the blessing God had upon you. And even somebody might complain, well, I don't have a job. Well, but I do have a place to eat, and I do have somewhere to sleep. And, you know, I do have some clothes to put on. Oh, man, you got to be thinking, but look how many people sleeping on the street.
That's right.
Look how many people that are hungry today. And so I'm just going down the line. You know, those are little things that we don't think about too much sometimes. Mm-hmm. But when you look around in the street and you look elsewhere, you can really turn and say that you're blessed. We are blessed.
We are.
And so thank God that I know that I am blessed. I don't have to wonder about it. I know I'm blessed. And I pray, God, that all of you be blessed. And may y'all continue to be blessed, because Jesus was the one that caused the blessings of Abraham to come upon us.
Mm-hmm.
And being that God has blessed us, we can look at the devil and tell him, ain't nothing you can do about it now. You're too late now. You're too late now, devil. You're too late now. Hallelujah.
Yes,
Praise Amen. God. So God bless y'all.
Amen.
God bless
Amen.
You, Pastor.
Amen. Amen. Anyone else has a praise report? Amen.
Well,
God
is this
here.
Is Darryl,
He's operating. Amen.
If you hear me, this is Darryl. I'm like Pastor Page. I just want to thank God for bringing me safely through another week. Thank Him for His precious blood. Thank Him for the blessings that's coming my way. And they coming. You know,
mm-hmm.
all my children are healthy. With this Antichrist or Antichrist wannabe on the move, my children are starting to listen to me when I talk about world events and the relationship to these world events and the relationship to the Bible prophecy. Now they ask me, Dad, but what about this and what about that? And so now here comes all this teaching that was taught to my generation that hasn't been taught to my children's generation. You know, that I was taught in the church. We grew up learning in the church. We went to church on Tuesday night, Wednesday night choir rehearsal, Thursday night, Sunday afternoon, Sunday morning. So we learned. That's not what's happened now. Parents like me, we're working. So the children don't know that they're not being taught. But now I've been in several conversations with my youngest son and my second oldest, and they're listening. And thank God for Jeffrey, the second oldest. Thank God for his wife, because she's God-fearing. And she's saying, no, this is what God said. These things are going to happen. And they're seeing things, so they want to learn. It's like their mind's opening up. It's like they want the knowledge. They want to learn. Now they want to know what I've been talking about, because now it's happening mm-hmm. in their face.
Amen.
You know,
Amen.
Say the bear can't come down from the north, but in one sense, he already did. When Trump abandoned the Syrians, you know, think about it. Russia attacked Syria. And by the way, they were black Christians. Okay, a lot of people don't know this. They called them Muslims. There was Christian population there of those Kurds that got massacred. And the European nations wouldn't even let them in there. Said, we don't want them blacks in our country, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But they were Christians. And so, in a way, Putin, you know, the poopy already came down through Turkey and attacked Syria. And you know what's beneath Syria. Y'all know that much about the Bible, about the maps, right? Israel.
Mm-hmm.
So
right.
Much of this is relating right to prophecy. And we're at an impasse, and we all need to pray. Everybody needs to be on our knees, and I thank God for giving me the opportunity to get on my knees and beg forgiveness and serve Him. Oh, glory to God. Thank you for giving me time, Lord.
Amen. 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 Well, thank you, Brother Darryl, for that. Amen. Give God the glory. Let's give God the glory. Amen. So any more praise report or prayer requests? Amen. God is good, and He is moving. He is moving. And I mean, He's moving everywhere. He ain't in one place. God is in many places at one time. Amen. Amen. He bringing blessings, and He's coming with the power. Amen. God is getting ready to come with the power. So we need to make sure that we are ready and we stay ready, because God is coming. He's going to be making some major moves. I can't tell you when, but God is going to be making some moves. The power, we're going to see the power. We're going to see the power. God is not playing when He come either. When He come and when He do things down on this earth, He ain't going to be playing. And everybody going to know who He is. Amen. So I'm just saying, so we need to get ready and stay ready. Amen. And we need to continue to be in His word and aligned up with His word. Amen. Keep loving on each other. Keep helping one another. Keep praying for one another. We got to keep going. That's what we made of. That's what He made us of. God is looking for good people. God is looking for people to be in His army. God is looking. Amen. And He's looking at each and every one that's calling themselves a child of God. He's looking. Amen. So we want to make sure when the saints go marching in, we go be in that number. Amen. When the saints go marching in, when He do roll call, we go be ready. Amen, because we know what's coming down the tube. We know what's coming down the pipe. We know what's coming down the pipe. Amen. So we just got to remember to stay ready, be ready, amen, and continue doing what we're doing, amen, and stand in line when the saints come marching in, because I'm telling you that day will be coming. I can't tell you. The word has told you. God has told you in so many ways in the word, but that day is coming. Every day we're getting closer and closer, amen. Every day we're getting closer and closer. And if we're not here, when he come back, we will be in sleep. We will be in our deep sleep. But we will be waking up, amen, to join our Heavenly Father. We will be here. If we're not here when he comes back, amen, we will be in our deep sleep and he will be calling us, amen. Because he say, my sheep know my voice. So when he do call us, amen, we will join him, amen. So I just want to thank everyone for coming on the line. I just want to thank everybody because God is so good. Yes, he is. I can't stop praising his name, giving God the glory. I just can't. Amen. Everybody I meet, I want to share something about God with them. Amen. I am just on fire for the Lord. Not just sometimes. Sometimes I get started and I can't stop and people be like, wow, she gets on a natural high. She just, yes, I'm on a natural high with God. I just does it. It just comes out. It just pours out of me like that. Amen. So, and I ain't shame either. I ain't shame of nothing that I do for God. Amen. I do everything to glorify him. Everything to magnify him. Everything to let him know that I'm his servant. I am his servant and I serve the people. Amen. So I just want to thank everybody for coming on the line today. I want to thank you all for joining the Salt of the Earth today. And I want you guys to remember that God loves you and ain't nothing you can do about it, because that's the type of God he is. Ain't nothing you can do about it. Amen. So I want to thank everyone for coming today. We enjoyed your presence. And we send love and blessings with you and the love of Christ. With the hedge of protection until we meet next week, same prayer line, same prayer time, amen. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever, amen. Amen. And before you guys go, amen, those that want to be dismissed, you can be dismissed. But those of you that are still on the line holding on for these few seconds, I just want to announce to you that the prayer pot, amen, the winner of the prayer pot has been announced. And it is Alexandra, me. We're going by alphabetical names, Alexandra Cole. But now we are starting the prayer pot for this month, the month of March. So I want everyone to contribute. I've already put my money into the prayer pot. I thank you, Lord, for that blessing. Now let's pass the blessing on to the next person that's in line to receive the prayer pot. Amen. And I just want you guys to remember that when you participate in the prayer pot, you got something to look forward to. Your name will be coming up on the prayer pot. Amen. Your name will be coming up on the prayer pot. We're going in alphabetical order. We're going down the line. And so if you know my last name is C for Cole, who's next on the line? Amen. So you can already know by your name who's going to be the next person that will receive the prayer pot. So let's get ready and bless God's people. Amen. With the prayer pot, let's keep going. Let's keep loving each other. Let's keep praying for one another. We're going to be stronger, louder, and prouder. And we're going to continue to glorify God in everywhere where I put my feet in the name of Jesus. I will dominate that area. Amen. I will dominate that area. Everywhere where I go speaking the word of God, I will dominate that area. Amen. Everywhere where my feet land, I will dominate it with the word of God. Amen. So I just want you guys to know God loves you and so do I. So I want you guys to keep on keeping on. Let's keep praying. Let's keep this work. Let's keep making God proud. He's looking now. He's in our presence. He's enjoying this. He's loving it. And we want to make sure that he is a priority in our life. Amen. So I want to thank everyone for coming to the Salt of the Earth. I'll see you guys next Friday. Enjoy your weekend. And before I go, Father God, in the name of Jesus, I ask that you bless each and every one of my brothers and sisters on the line. We cover this line with the blood of Jesus, because everything and everyone that's here that is about Jesus, Father, I'm asking you to bless them, their family, their grandkids. I'm asking that you bring Sister Paige's son back safely from his travels. I'm asking that you touch each and every one that is asking for a blessing from you. Prayers go up and blessings come down. I'm asking that you watch over each and every one of your children. While we are separated from each other, may your presence continue to be with them and bless them until we meet again. But we are on fire for you, Father. We love you. We love our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. It ain't nothing nobody can do about us, because here at the Salt of the Earth, we are the church with no walls, but the kingdom within. Amen, 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 amen. Thank you, everybody, amen, for coming on, and thank you. We see you next Friday on the Salt of the Earth. You guys have a great weekend. I love you, and God bless you until we meet again. And hi, baby. I hear a little baby on the phone. Hi, baby. Oh, okay. I hear a baby. I'm like, Lord, I hear a baby in the background. Bless the baby, Lord. Bless the baby. All right. All right, everyone. We love you. Thank you, Prevost, for everything. And God is watching you, Prevost. God is watching you. Okay? He got something good for you, so he's watching you. Just know that. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. God bless. God bless everybody.
God bless everybody.
God bless everyone until we meet again. Amen.
Amen.
Man, it gets so hard just trying to figure it out, fighting doubt, trying to believe God, trying to watch the words in my mouth and stay on the ground. Trouble come and go, even on the mountain high or the valley low, but never let your faith go.
Never let your faith go.
I've been there before, so confused, don't know which
way to go.
Stressed out, world so crazy, might as well
stay in the house.
Been trying to rise up, got terrorists and guys.
They look like us, but we know who we trust. Just when I say that we gon' be alright. We gon' be alright.
Tell us,
tell us. We gon' be alright.
Let's go.
Alright.
Say
we gon' be alright.
In these last days, evil times will come, and it's
here today.
Look at all the hate, senseless crime and murder.
Here today.
Human trafficking, racism, police brutality, bullying, rape, trouble to stay.
Show me your parents and people that pray.
Let your kingdom come, and let your will be done.
In the earth.
Let your glory rise, let your sun shine.
Let it rise through the dark.
Hey! Even through the storm and the rain,
we will shout,
hey!
Cause we know that the night, we gon' be alright.
Hey, all this from together,
we gon' be alright.
Come get from me up, tell me what.
We gon' be alright.
Hey, so don't you worry about it.
Oh no.
Don't you cry about it.
Oh no.
Hey, I believe I receive every word that he promised me.
We gon' be alright.
Oh, Jesus.
We gon' be alright.
Receiving me word that he promised you.
We gon' be alright.
Hey, so lift your hands up.
We gon' be alright.
Hallelujah. Just give him worship.
We gon' be alright.
I won't worry about it.
Oh, no.
I won't lose sleep over it.
Oh, no.
He got everything under control. To someone who did.
We gon' be alright.
Oh,
we gon' be alright.
Oh,
if it don't this hit us to the long that this don't fight, we don't die.
We gon' be alright.
It's gonna be alright now.
You are the last party in the conference.